This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. Lynn Mark has joined us in the studio for our market wrap. Lynn, I understand that Lyft has filed confidentially in the US for an initial public offering. What can you tell us about this?
So Lyft released a statement on Thursday saying that they've submitted their draft registration statement with the Securities and Exchange Commission for the IPO. They haven't decided on the number of shares they're going to offer, and the price is yet to be determined. There's also no official statement on when Lyft's IPO will happen, but Bloomberg and Reuters both report that the ride-hailing company is working with JP Morgan, Chase, Credit Suisse and Jefferies Financial Group to lead an IPO as soon as April next year. The same sources said that the banks have pitched valuations ranging from between $18 and $30 billion, not that much higher than the private valuation Lyft received last month, which put the company's value at about $15.1 billion. And actually, so this expectation seems pretty reasonable, especially compared with Uber, for example, which could seek a $120 billion valuation at its IPO following a private valuation of $76 billion in August.
And speaking of Uber, doesn't this mean that Lyft might pull ahead of Uber in the race to go public next year?
It's definitely setting itself up as a challenger. Uber has already been feeling the pinch to go public. Geopolitical concerns could cause a market slump, and companies who wait are facing investor pressure because it's feared that if they wait, they may wind up raising less money. Uber initially targeted their IPO for the second half of next year. They've since moved it up to the first half. And with this announcement, could Lyft light another fire under Uber? It's very likely. Lyft has been doing pretty well over the last 2 years. They reportedly earned more than $1 billion in revenue in 2017, although it is still loss-making. And while Uber was trying to expand its reach globally, arguably expanding too fast too soon, Lyft was consolidating its foothold in the US. So according to research firm Second Measure, they account for about 30% of rideshare revenue in the US, up from 23% at the start of 2017.
So I have actually used Lyft when I was traveling around the United States, and I have to say that their interface and just the whole experience of it was incredibly pleasant, and I really missed it when I was home. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you use Uber while you were in the US?
Once or twice I did, but I found that Lyft, something about the entire process felt much more seamless, and I really enjoyed that. And also it was at around the same time that the first kind of troubles at Uber were beginning, so Lyft seemed like a nice viable option. Moving on to Bursa, I saw some news about MyEG services today. What is going on there?
So MyEG, issued a statement today clarifying that it doesn't have authority to approve printing of any permits under the temporary foreign worker permit. So this is following an Edge report that MyEG is one of the services currently being reviewed by the Home Ministry, the Immigration Department and the Management Planning Unit. Today, their shares closed down 0.9% at R1.14.
Lynn, thank you so much for coming in. Now we've got some more music heading your way. Here's Queens of the Stone Age with Hideaway, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.